I came straight from the hospital. It's been a trying week. I will have to sit down on the platform next Sunday because the doctor chose to extend, to give healing time, extend the catheter another week, so I got to wear this catheter and bag until next Wednesday. C'est la vie. I'm here because I want all the cancer victors out there to understand that this ordeal carries with it what I'm learning is the worst part of the attack on the cancer cells when that battle is engaged, and that's what it is a battle, is fear of the unknown. You are not going to get much information out of doctors. The one thing I hope President Bush accomplishes, if he doesn't accomplish anything else in his final term, they put such a limit on liability lawsuits and such penalties on frivolous lawsuits by these legal whores that have made the medical profession nothing but a servant of the drug companies and unable to ever give you any sound or encouraging advice, because if they even hint a positive report that doesn't actually come out as the positive report hints, they're going to be sued for creating false hope, emotional distress to the family, and all these other crazy lawsuits. So you don't even know what you're getting into. Cancer treatment is progressing at a rapid rate. There's a major new drug that will be approved in May of 2005. There are experimental programs in process. There are U.S. firms that perfected treatment in this country that have to go to hospitals in Mexico, totally run by American doctors. There are approved methods in Europe and Switzerland, other parts of the world. The FDA has not approved, and people are dying. The money we've spent in Iraq could have found a cure for cancer. But the worst thing that's going on is fear of the unknown. Oh, my. Radiation's going to burn my body into smithereens. Sure, radiation will hit some good cells. But so does sunlight. So does holding a cell phone at your ear all day long. So does sitting too close to TV all night and all day. But the advancement has amazed me, and I stay pretty much up on scientific progress. They have things now that they didn't have 4 years ago. They will have in 6 months other things. Some of you, as I've been teaching, if you will apply Isaiah 53 and you don't stop amening, I mean, I say ludicrously and humorously, when you ask God's covering for your sins and claim the promise He carried your sins away, you not only are forgiven, you're born again. I'm going to be ludicrous. God says to the Holy Spirit that is spread everywhere, you move into that person's bloodstream and you give him new life. But you read Galatians 5, that starts a warfare. The Holy Spirit becomes the troops in Iraq versus troops sitting at home and citizens doing nothing here. The Holy Spirit's on the front line of the battle. The battle's been won as long as the Holy Spirit can stay within you. And you are covered. The Holy Spirit moves in. Galatians 5 says the lusts of the flesh are still there and there's a warfare. And the Greek is a trench warfare that is enacted immediately. Well, a week or a half week later, Holy Spirit's back at the throne of God, and God said, what are you doing here? I sent you to give new life to Gene Scott and conquer the sin in his life and enable him to bring forth fruit of the Spirit. He grieved me away. He quit amening. He listened to some fuzzy-head preacher tell him that he was eternally secure and he didn't have to do anything else. Are you on the page of the ludicrous concept?
Yes, sir.
The outcome is predetermined. The Holy Spirit will win if you remain the house of God, but you want to remain the house of God the way you got him in. Amening. Now apply that to healing. I take the bread, claim the promise, he lifted my sicknesses and my pains, and with his stripes I'm healed. Holy Spirit, you go to work in that bloodstream of him to conquer those invasive cancer cells or those invasive viruses or whatever it is that comes into a person. Outcome's predetermined. Keep the amening going. You will be healed of that ailment. Something else may take you out. You'll be healed of that ailment. A month later, the Holy Spirit's back up there at the throne of God, joining them for breakfast. What are you doing here? You're supposed to be in Gene Scott, bringing forth fruit and driving the sins into their restricted corner. And you're supposed to be flowing through his veins and winning the battle against those cancer cells. He just presumptuously took for granted it was already done with a bunch of these miracle crazy ideas and quit amening, and that released me. Grieved the Spirit away. That's why I said to you, it's harder to keep a healing than it is to get it. You got to amen it through every day, no matter what you're going through. I was healed and am being healed. That amening keeps the Holy Spirit there doing the job. Well, the cancer cells are going to lose. And I'm helping him out. I've been rejoicing for 2 weeks when I found out the radiation doesn't just kill them, it neuters them. Makes a life for them worse than death. They get up in the morning and nudge each other and say, let's get reproducing. Let's do what we're doing every day. And they try and they try and they're impotent. They can't do anything. And they look around, what is affecting you too, to the good cells? No, strangely enough, the good cells still have the DNA of reproduction. But the DNA of the cancer cells targeted by that radiation with modern science is gone. They can't reproduce. I love that. That means they gotta not only try it and not do it, they gotta watch the good cells not just try it, but do it. Before they die. That's wonderful. Now today I went for my first chemo. I started the chemo. That's a big, wondrous, scary, oh, you're gonna be sick, vomiting your guts out every minute of the day, bald-headed, so weak you can't walk around. Yeah, the old-fashioned doses could bring that, and the newfangled doses can bring that too. One of the complaints I have, and I had to raise it, is they love to keep all the weapons to fight cancer in reserve, and one of them is radiation and hormone therapy, and in the case of prostate type cancer, and the chemo. So save chemo to the last. In other words, if the others fail, save the chemo until the failure is proven and you're so weak from having failed the others that you're not strong enough to survive the chemo. Not Gene Scott style. Just bring it on. Just bring it on. And thank God for my wife. She is one with me in tackling these problems. And today is my first chemo. Now, if I lose my hair, so what? That's why I've been cutting it so short. You get used to seeing me bald. I've never been bald. That'd be fun. In fact, there's evidence that bald men are more potent than men with hair. I mean, that does one on the cancer cells in reverse for me. Your hair may grow a different color. I could use a change. I've been white-haired since I was 31. Let the glass be half full, but I wanted to come from the hospital today after the first dose of chemo and tell you, you can survive whatever they do. And on top of surviving that, which is keeping your powder dry and making the Holy Spirit's job of healing easier, the Holy Spirit will quicken your God-made healing processes that are into the body, that attacks the invasion of these viruses and these cells. I'm helping him out by killing as many of the opposition as I can kill. I wish, for example, you may not like me for this, but I wish that I had a poison gas that would have an ability to identify insurgents and Al-Qaeda terrorists that wouldn't kill other people. It has a sort of sensory apparatus that can figure out who the terrorist is. Man, I'd spray it all over Iraq. Just kill all of them. But you can't. We don't have that. The chemo has an ability to somehow bond with the membrane of cancer cells. And yeah, it kills some other cells like hair follicles. But they grow back because they're good cells. Their DNA is not gone. And it kills some cells in the bone marrow. It's not something that you just take like a Diet Coke. But I believe when I preach, blessed men go through valleys of weeping. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Who passing through the valley of weeping, make it a place of springs. When I started last week saying, I want every cancer, I don't want to hear the word cancer survivor. I don't want to hear a cancer victim. I only want to talk about cancer victors. And anybody else that's facing a life-threatening disease, come to the cathedral. Tune in the cathedral at 11 o'clock. You got a pastor that's going through it with you and applying God's word, enabling him and you to go through it. So I'm here primarily to show you, you don't have to stop living just because you take a chemo. You don't have to. You may not be yet. I'm not so sure that I'm ready to get on a horse and gallop all over the ranch yet. I don't think I could ride 75 miles on a bike today or tomorrow either. I don't think I could play 132 games of tennis in one day as I did 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, something like that. But I'm alive and well. My strength is in the Lord. And if I can somehow strip the mystery of the unknown, which creates the greatest amount of fear, and give you the courage to attack your problem in all-out effort, and having done all, stand firm in the knowledge God's alive. My sickness and yours was laid on him. And the minute we connect with that amen, the healing starts. But give the Holy Spirit a little bit of time and keep faithing. Ever increasing faith every day. That's why I'm here. Now, I could use some encouragement from you without having to beat on you to finish your Secret 16 by Christmas. Without having to beat on you to make your monthly commitments and not wait until the last week. And I could have a lot more faith if I could look down here and see that the cathedral is going to be full Sunday because you want to be there demonstrating faith and love of God's Word, I'll be there. I'll be sitting down as I did last Sunday, but I'll be there. Now get on the telephone and make your reservations. We're live. Surprise. I came straight from the hospital where I received my first treatment of chemotherapy. I want to encourage the cancer victors out there that with God you can see this through and win the victory. No doctor will tell you that they'll tell your loved ones now, we have to tell you we can't cure your wife or we can't cure your husband. We can only make it more comfortable for him to go, or you'll find once in a while a bolder doctor will say, well, we can stop it in its tracks or we can slow it down. That's all I need for the Holy Spirit to do what God can do, cure. Now, I'm here primarily tonight just to show you that I took a dose of chemo today. No big deal. You sit in a little room and they put an IV in your arm and hang a bag up there and you sit for an hour. It's very boring. At least I can study for an hour. Now, I went to, I think I found the clue to my nausea for 8 months. The nausea is what made me find the cancer. We did one of those barium drinks. That's mixed. They'll feed that to people in hell. Drink that stuff and put you on a table, an X-ray table that's hard as marble, and lower a camera over you so you got no space, and then ask you to turn 360 degree turns while that stuff goes through your system for 3 hours. We discovered I have a diurnal or whatever. I got an ulcer. Ulcers cause nausea. Now, I never thought I'd thank God for an ulcer, but I'll take the ulcer, which is treatable, over the nausea for another 9 months. And we think we might have found a cause. And I've encouraged something else. The devil knows I'm going to win with the cancer, so he's already finding something else. That's the way it'll be. You conquer sin in your body. You rip that layer off. And lo and behold, you expose another one. And the more you follow God, the more you begin to sense the importance of spiritual sins versus the sensual. Ron Lieber taught me that years ago. Most of the church world is wasting all their time beating on people about sensual sins, fleshly sins. Sensuality is that somebody's a slave to a cigarette or slave to some urge. That's much easier to conquer than the spiritual sins, particularly the sin of pride. You'll never get all the sin conquered until the God of peace sanctifies us over there. But you can whip this besetting sin that's in front of you, whatever it is. And you can whip the sickness that's on you now. God is healing, will heal. Not only can, will. Not only is able, will. You claim it, you don't turn loose. But I also want to encourage all the cancer victors out there. My eyeballs are not popping out tonight. I'm not stumbling down and falling. I'm not having to be held up. I don't have the shakes. Half of the problem is the fear of the unknown journey. Well, God goes with you through the valley. And God's not the author of fear, and what time I'm afraid, I will trust in the Lord. That'll take you through.
Yes, sir.
I want you to show some faith by getting to the cathedral. So make your reservations. I need about 80 more. Get on the telephone.